Today we learn the Avtoira of Parshas Parah, which is in Yecheskel, Perek Lamed Vav, beginning with Pasuk Tezayin. Yecheskel is the Navi for the Galus, as opposed to all the Nevi'im who said Nevuah during the time the Beis HaMikdash stood, all the primary Nevi'im at least. Yecheskel is the Navi for Klal Yisrael and Galus. As a matter of fact, virtually all of his Nevuahs was said in Chutz La'aretz. The Nevuah started in Eretz Yisrael, but continued in Chutz La'aretz. What's unique in the Haftarah of Parshas Parah is that, unlike other Haftarahs which have no more than a connection, sometimes a loose connection to the Parsha, the Haftarah of Parshas Parah breaks new ground in the understanding of the Paraduma and of Tuma. If one learns the Torah, one does not find anywhere that the concept of Tumah has anything to do with the spiritual level of a person. A person could be Tameh, Moshe Rabbeinu could be Tameh, the Kohen Gadol could be Tameh, Avraham Avinu, and the greatest human being could be Tameh, and then he becomes Tar. The idea that the word Tumah, Koiches HaTumah, Koiches HaTara, that the word Tumah and Tara is expressed as somehow a higher spiritual level or something related to Kedusha is not expressed clearly in the Torah. And it's in this Haftarah that we have the famous Pasuk, which we'll learn momentarily, of Zerakti Aleichem Maim Tahirim Utahartem, the idea of spraying the Paraduma has something to do with Tshuva, has something to do with the connection to greatness. So let's learn the Haftarah, and this Haftarah is one long message. As much of Yecheskel is a message of Geula. So I guess at least initially we have to learn the theme of it, of the Haftarah. It's a short Haftarah with one message, and then maybe over the Tuesday and Thursday come back and touch on certain Nekudais. Avidvar Hashem Elai Leimar, Ben Adam. Now you remember, we had Yecheskel being called Ben Adam all the time. He's the only Navi to be called Ben Adam because he had the visions of the Maaseh Merkava, etc., which would potentially give him a self-image of being some sort of an angel, which some people delude themselves into thinking or believing. So the Ben Hashem always calls him Ben Adam. You're immortal. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened the heavens and let you see the angels, you yourself are Ben Adam. That's the nickname for Yecheskel. Beis Yisrael Yeshem Alad Masam V'yitamu Eisa B'darkom Avali Laisam. Now Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael were mitame the land. Ketumas Hanida Eisa Darkom Lefanoi. Now every Navi has his own expression of the distance between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, which is caused by the Chorbin. The references typically are to an almana, haisak almana. Here, the reference is like a nida whose husband is temporarily estranged from her. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ketumas hanida haisadarkam lefanoi. That Klal Yisrael, in their relationship with me, have distanced themselves, like a woman who is a nida. Ve'eshpai chamasi aleihem, and I pour my anger upon them, al adam asher shavchu al ha'aretz ubigilulehem timuha, because of the avera of shvichas damim, and gilulehem is a reference to avodah zarah timuha, va'afitzai sam bagoyim, va'yizaru ba'aratzais. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I spread the Jewish people among the nations in galus, va'yizaru ba'aratzais. Beautiful picture. Zireya is a way of separating the chaff from the kernels. After threshing, a farmer takes a shovel and he has on the ground the kernels of wheat and the stalks, which are typically either beaten or the animals walk upon it and separate. The kernels pop out of the chaff and you have it all on the ground. So on a windy day, they take a shovel, they throw it up, and the wind blows the chaff, which is light, away, and the kernels fall down. That's a malacha, zayra, zayin vav reish hei. Vayizaru baratzai says, the chaff is blown to the distant places. Klal Yisrael was blown to the nations. Kedar kama kalilai sam shefatim. And based on their behavior, I judge them. So this is a reference to Galus. I'll call it typical. Every Nevuah has its own message. But for today, it's a typical Nevuah of Galus. Vayavai el hagayim esher ba'u sham. Now here, Rav Breuer has a pirish on Yecheskel. He writes, Vayavai is lashin yachid. Vayavai el hagayim esher ba'u sham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Klal Yisrael to Golus, b'lashin yachid, as a nation that should come together. Esher ba'u sham, but the Jews came there into their Golus bepirud, not with a feeling of togetherness. V'yachalalu Hashem kodshi be'amor lahem am Hashem elo me'yartza yitzo. So here is the idea of the Haftarah. The Haftarah is saying that when Klal Yisrael among the nations misbehaves, it's a chilul shem shemayim. Klal Yisrael represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the eyes of the nations, represents the religion of the God of the Jews. And by misbehaving, that creates chilul Hashem. And Nefesh HaChaim, Rechaim V'lozhana, writes about the kavana a person has when he davens. And he writes that when a person davens and he asks for all kinds of goodies, he asks for wealth and health and all kinds of bracha, what kavana are you supposed to have? Hashem, give me all kinds of goodies. Well, what's your kavana? So he writes that the ideal kavana is the understanding that Klal Yisrael represents the Rabbi Nishal Olam and Olam Hazeh. And if Klal Yisrael is successful in this world, that's a kvod shamayim, as opposed to the chilul shem shamayim that's mentioned here. So if you represent kvod Hashem, then your success represents kvod Hashem. If I care, the chilul Hashem is terrible, and this is typical when a from Jew does something that's improper. So the nations of the world blame it on the Jews, on all the Jews. Doesn't have to be a frum Jew. It's true, but all the more so. So it looks like a Jew, and they blame it.
When you ask for something from Hashem, at least to me, I would think I'm asking for something from my father, because if I'm saying that I'm representing Hashem, it's a much higher standard that I'm being held to. A son is not, you know, is looked on by a father with more rachamim than if, you know, he's
actually... So what does it mean? If you make money, it's an honor for your father? Is that
no.
the thing? So what do you
no.
mean by your
I'm
father?
If I ask my father for something, even though
I'm
not so good...
Yeah, but then it's a selfish request. You're asking because you want, like a child who wants something from his father, which you're allowed to do. What? Well, we say in the beginning of Shemayin Esrei, Umevi Gael of Nevin Nehem, Laman Shemai. We ask for a Gula, Laman Shemai Biava, that the Gula should be Laman Shemai, that the Shem Hashem should be respected, should bring respect to Kvod Shemayim. That's what Chaim V'lozhin is. It's a higher level of requesting, but it's certainly the ideal.
So different as a final chayim, right? And then we say that it should be also
lamancha, good. Lamancha, lakim chayim. Same idea. Lamancha, lamancha, kvod shamayim. That's what the idea here is. Now, the chiddush of this is, in the pasuk, next pasuk, v'echmael al shem kodshi, I will have mercy on my holy name, ashechilaluhu beis Yisrael ba'goyim, ashebo'u sham, shama, which has been profaned by the misbehavior of the Jews in the nations in which they have come. And then, v'chein amar leveis Yisrael, koyim Hashem, loy lemanchem ani oise beis Yisrael. Now you hear this? The gula ha'asid is going to come not because of Klal Yisrael, kiyim l'shem kodshi, ha'shechilatem v'gayim v'shebosam sham. Think of another nevuah like this, where Hashem says the gula is going to come, not because you deserve it, not because I have rachmanis on you, because v'echmael, on who? Hashem kachi. Hashem says, I have rachmanis on my own honor, and loy lamad chemani yaseh beso, akim l'shem kachi, ashechilatem v'gayim, v'shebosim sham. The gula is going to come. So the question is, why we need 2,000 years for this? Like, it was supposed to behave better. So we understand, you know, God is pushing us around till we finally see the light. But it has nothing to do with us. It only has to do with Kvod Shamayim. So it's a little bit of it's a queer thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says at the end, it's not going to come because Klal Yisrael does tshuva among the nations. It's going to come because of Loy Lamanchem, Kim L'Shem Kodshi.
Well,
Right, that's the theme of this Haftarah.
I thought when we said Dita Hashanah that we could advance it if we could do things right.
We could do things right in advance. So it's quite frustrating when the Navi says it's not going to happen that way. That's what it seems like. We understand that if Klai Yisrael does things proper,
Does it work?
We understand Be'ita Achishana, that we can hurry up the Geula by doing mitzvahs and Ma'asim Tovim. We're in school, we always learn that every mitzvah you do takes away one brick, you know, that prevents Mashiach from coming, and we have all this great hope. And then the simple meaning of these psukim, which we're going to have to get beyond, the truth is, that's not the first place we have it. Right? We lay down a tiny Svechal Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu asks, what does he say? Lama Yomu Mitzrayim. It's the same idea, isn't it? We say Lama Yomu Mitzrayim, bro, it's Yom Lahara Gosam, what's going on? We say, Hashem, help us for your name. There's gotta be some more depth to this than just the psukim themselves. Just the message, a simple meaning. It says, V'kidashti Hashmi HaGadol, HaMechul Bagoyim HaShichilaltem B'Seicham. I will bring holiness to my great name, which is profaned among the nations, HaShichilaltem B'Seicham, you are Mechal Shem Shemayim among them, V'yadu HaGayim, Ki Ani Hashem, Numa Hashem Alekim, B'Kodshi Bachem Le'inehem. My name will be made holy through you in their eyes. V'lokachti Eschem min HaGayim, V'kibatzti Eschem mikol ha'aratzais, V'veisi Eschem alad maschem. So now it gets good. Now the rest of the Haftarah is very pleasant and beautiful, but somehow that's not the way we dream of Mashiach coming. Like we misbehave, but l'man kvayd Hashem,
it's adequate. It doesn't say anything about tshuva here. It goes straight from my name and then into...
It goes straight. I think Rashi learns into the next pasuk a little bit about tshuva, but not a whole lot. I think there is an idea here that it's not exactly as meaningless as it seems. The idea of this Haftarah is that Klal Yisrael will deserve Geula not because of their excellent behavior, but because even spread out among the nations of the world, they'll continue to carry the Shem Hashem. That itself, the Klal Yisrael among the Umas HaOlam, rather than assimilate and call themselves, Germans of the Mosaic persuasion, rather to call themselves Yidden, the fact that Klal Yisrael carries the name Beis Yisrael is what we do to bring this whole thing about. In other words, Klal Yisrael's part in this, maybe the Achishana part, is the Klal Yisrael still carrying the Shem Hashem, despite the fact that the meisim that they may be doing may be inappropriate.
That makes it even more difficult to understand, because if you're carrying the Shem Hashem and you're still doing the meisim, it's the same Aveira that you got the Golus for.
It's the same Aveira, but it's still taking the pride in the ideals. There are ideals and there's living up to the ideals. So in Western civilization, if you don't live up to the ideals, you change the ideals to fit the way you live. Really, a person should recognize the ideals, and that's what Rosh Hashanah is about. Rosh Hashanah is about recognizing what's truly correct, and then whatever we do, we do. What do we do on Rosh Hashanah? We're Mamlech Hashem. We say that we're Am Hashem, that's all we do. And we try to do tshuva as well, but what we do with most of our davening is just to be Mamlech Hashem and say we're the Am Hashem. That's the idea.
To say that it's not enough to recognize if you're the same person next year as you were the last year.
Okay, I don't mean, we should all do tshuva and become better and more perfect people. I don't doubt that that's our goal. All I'm saying is that in this eye-opening, the Nevuah of Yecheskel, that the Gula Sida comes, because loy lemadchem, just for Echman Hashem Kodshi, that there is something that we're doing. We're still carrying the Shem Hashem. Now this touches on a very, very hot topic in the, early Achrayim. The topic is the fate of Jews who are so assimilated that they've lost any connection or any memory of connection to the Jewish people. Statistically, there are many, as many millions of Jews as there are in the world today, Ken Yerbu, there are many more millions of Jews that don't know they're Jews, and that nobody knows that they're Jews. They seem to be lost forever from our people. And the question is whether when Eliyahu Navi comes, he's going to reveal that we've got another 100 million of us all around, and we're going to be swamped by the majority of Jews who didn't even know that they were Jews, and they're Tinik Shanishba, they're not even Rishayim. And in Masechtes Yevamis, the Marshal and the Marshah, which are early Achrayim, argue as to whether these people stay Jews or don't stay Jews. They actually have a dispute as to whether people who assimilated, and whether their descendants, who halachically seem to be Jews, in the Dibris Maisha on Yevamis, he dismisses any such notion. He's a straight Baal Halacha. He says, a Jew is a Jew, you know, Kiddush of Kiddushin, and everything he does is Chal. And it can't be. He dismisses any such notion that somebody could not be a Jew if his mother all the way up to Sari Menu is Jewish. And yet, there are Gedolei Achronim who hold that it's so. There's even a Rashba that seems to say that the person could be a Miktsas Yehudi, that a person could lose part of his Jewishness. So some Sefer writes, in his Agoyis to Shulchan Aruch, not in the Droshes, in Hilchas Tefillin, in his Agoyis to Shulchan Aruch, he writes that the Jewish people have the power to expel other Jews from among them, as a whole. When it says by the Kutim, Asom Ka'akam Gerurim, it says that the Jews declared the Kutim as non-Jews, and that's where the Marshal and the Marshal have their disagreement. So Sefer says, no, you can be lost to the Jewish people. The truth is, the Gemara has a dispute about the ten Shvatim who went to Galus. It's Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and must be Tarfin. If Asidim Lazar, if they're ever going to come back or not. Now, they're biologically Jews. DNA will show them to be Jews. But are they Jews?
But they still intermingle.
If they intermingle to the point where the Shem Yisrael is lost, what happens? I'll tell you, there's a halachic problem. There's a technical halachic problem with what's going on with the whole world. There's a rule that you go bus or rive. All right? So you have a guy in the street. He's a guy, right? Rive a goyim. He's Jewish. He has no idea. He's a guy. There's a rule, kol kavua kemechza mechza dami. It's a halachic from Sinai. Kol kavua kemechza mechza dami means if you have one piece of treif of meat and as much kosher meat as you want, 1,000 pieces of kosher meat. Called the parish meruba parish. If one piece is separated from it, it's considered kosher. You go basar raiv. It's considered treif if raiv is treif. But kol kavua, in its place, if you walk into a butcher store and treif of meat is mixed with kosher meat, kemechza mechza dami, you don't go basar raiv. If a sheikh checks 10 animals, and then checks and finds the stomachs of one are treif. He doesn't know which of the 10. They're all 10 treif. You don't say bitl b'raiv, but it's kavua. So the question is, if we know there's at least one Jew who's so assimilated, he doesn't know he's a Jew. So if you go out and I go to John, I knock on his door, I say, you know, we need a guy. He's kavua, he's in his home. It should be kemechza mechza dami. We should have to be chayshish that he's a Jew. Now this is a very difficult question to grapple with, because technically it should be true. Of course, if you take a notion that somebody who doesn't identify himself as a Jew somehow is not a Jew in the eyes of halacha, the whole thing falls apart. The whole kasha falls apart. But I'm not passing this way or that way. I'm just saying that this is a struggle. Could there be another 100 million Jews out there? You know, they say demographics, there are fewer Jews in the United States. There aren't fewer Jews. A person born a Jew is a Jew. There are fewer people who identify themselves as Jews or know they're Jews. But they're Jews. There can't be fewer Jews unless they just don't have children. But if they have children and they marry O'Brien and the child's name is O'Brien, O'Brien's Jewish. Where?
In Spain. Spain.
No, the Jews don't want to marry him. The Catholics don't want to marry him.
Okay,
don't marry. I don't know. Rabbi Wein, I don't know where he gets his statistics from, but he says that 50% of Spanish people have Jewish blood, whether it's halachically Jewish blood from a mother or not. But that's what he says.
I say that Rav Rappenberg, with the history, he said that he knows in different homes where the Spanish woman would light candles on the floor near the corner. Not too close to burn the house, but he said this
in hiding.
Is that our tradition. They didn't know anything to do with Jews. This is our tradition.
I don't know, it's the strangest thing.
In New Mexico, they found many of them were Muranos. Many of
now, how did they find that they're Muranos? They claim to be Muranos.
The thing, and they found that all of them were Muranos.
This is the point. The point is that the Jews among the nations who call themselves Jews, which really a minority of the Jews, are the ones who are deserving of Geula. That's the uplifting part of a depressing Avtaira. You know, Avtaira says the end of days, you know, you guys are not going to deserve it. God says, you're so mechal my name, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to bring Mashiach. Yeah, that's not the way we're taught in school. That's not what we're hoping for Mashiach to come. That we should be so rotten that God will bring us. The answer is no, that the fact that Jews keep the shame Yehudi, those of us who do, is the redeeming factor of a Yid.
I think you once taught that there are two parts to the Jew. There's the
Yichus Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael. It's definitely connected to this idea. There's Yichus Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael, which is a topic for a different night, but you're right. That's what it all comes down to. Yichus Yisrael, you can't lose. In Kedushas Yisrael, you could. And it comes back to that. Just the last pasuk we'll learn for tonight, which we'll start with, God willing, tomorrow night, the Zarakti Aleichem Mayim Tahirim. I will spray upon you the purifying waters of Tahartem. This is misread on Yamim Nairoim. People say Zarakti Aleichem Tahirim, Utahartem Akotu Meisechem, Kogulechem Atahareschem. Now here, if you have the trap in front of you, you see it's not the way it's read. There aren't three parts to the pasuk, just two. Zarakti aleichem hamtayim utaharetem. Kol tum zeh ulechem atareschem. Rashi says this refers to the para aduma water, which gets rid of tumas meis. And as I said in the introduction tonight, here we find the concept of tahira not just being a technical thing. You can be a maishra rabbeinu and be tumas meis and then become tar. But it's also a reference to purification of the person. And it's Hashem, I hope to start with that, to begin with that tomorrow.